Yes. Good morning, everyone. Okay, my work is based on a big project, a work on the big project in Africa, and my presentation will be more focusing on optimizing fertilizer use for tropical food legume crop in soil crop and intercrop. So this work was conducted under optimizing fertilizer recommendation in Africa project, and it is a partnership between 13 African countries in West Africa. In West Africa, here we have countries like Nigeria, Ghana, Togo, Benin, and my country Burkina Faso. And also in East Africa, we have Ethiopia, Tanzania, Kenya, and a lot of countries. So this project was funded by AGRA, Alliance for Green Revolution in Africa, and it was coordinated by the Agriculture and Bioscience International Center. And the scientific support and technical support was done by Nebraska University, Lincoln, and with the collaboration of many institutes in research institutes in Africa. So one of the objectives of this project is to develop fertilizer optimization decision tool for farmers and by applying linear programming. So the FOT are used to optimize the net return of farmers from nutrient application subject to their budget constraint and fertilizer cost and the produce value. So how are we going to do that? We collected past and recent data from field research, and we try to compile everything for to look for the crop response to the nutrient to the specific agroecological zone. So we look at it for the important food, annual food crop like maize, sorghum, cowpea, soybean, etc. And database of almost 6,000 georeference response function was also compiled, and geographic information system was also used to extrapolate crop response function. So after gathering all this information, we also ran a workshop with the researcher of the National Institute in Africa to determine the agroecological zone and the specific response. You can see here the different agroecological zones across sub-Saharan Africa. So how are we going to use this FOT to maximize farmer net return? We know that in Africa, one of the main problems of farmers is the low financial investment. So how are we going to maximize their net return? Based on the choice of the crop, the nutrient recommendation to maximize their profit. So we are looking for nutrient crop response function was essential to apply economy for fertilizer use decision. So we are using Cuvier plateau response to determine the response function using this equation, where y equal to a, b, c, and y is the yield of crop, and a is the maximum yield at the plateau for the nutrient application. B is the maximum gain in the yield due to the application of fertilizer nutrient, due to the fertilizer application of the nutrient. And c is the curvature coefficient of the quadratic response. N is the nutrient application rate. So this table is just given the summary of some coefficient B and C for different variety like maize, sorghum, and plain rice, beans, for different for the response to P and N. So as the result, we have here soybean P response, soybean grain P response according to different agroecological zones in 18 countries in Africa. We can see that the crop response, the soybean response to P variates to one another, to one country to another, and we can here can see that the response function to soybean pea response is quite good in Uganda and Tanzania, and the response are very low for the other country. And these response varies according to the agroecological zone, because we have a different type of soil and also the climatic factor that influence this response. And the arrow here represents the economical optimum rate, and it represents the nutrient rate which maximizes the farmer net return. So we try to apply them to the crop response to P. And here we have P response, a crop P response to P according to the agroecological zone. We can see here that the crop P response to P is quite good in Kenya coast, and we also apply the agroecological rate to this crop response. So when we want to advise a farmer to use fertilizer, we tell them to go for the economical optimum rate. And the economical optimum rate is calculated based on the difference between yield increase and the value of the grain, and also the nutrient rate. So here we have also granite yield response to K. We can see here that the granite response to K is very low for the four country here, and but farmer can still gain net return with the application of K. For dry bean N response to N, we can see that the response is quite good in a country like Uganda, and very low for countries like Ethiopia. But we can see that farmer can still gain a lot of net return with application of N. So here we are just trying to compare grain yield for intercropping of maize with beans and maize in soil crop. We can see that the crop response to N, the maize response to N under soil crop and intercrop are quite parallel and quite similar. But the response of bean in intercropping is very low. And this is for the low potential area. And we have here the same thing, the response of maize in soil crop and maize in intercropping, and bean in intercropping under low potential area. And this is the response of this crop of with the increasing level of P, with N applied at blanket at 30 kilogram hectare. So a lot of paper have been published during in this project, and we have maize bean intercropping, maize groundnut intercropping, maize copy intercropping, and sorghum and groundnut intercropping, pearl millet and copy intercropping. So we have a lot of information in this journal, and I would encourage people to look at them. And as an outcome of this project, about 700 researchers and more than 3,000 advisors of farmers have been trained, and also 9 reference journal articles published in press, and 6 articles was published under this project. Ofra book also was published with 17 chapters, and also 4 other books chapter. You can have all this information in our website here, agronomic in Nebraska Lincoln University under Ofra project. So thank you for listening and for your attention.
We have time for several questions.
Yeah. Just a quick one on your economic analysis. All of your values are expressed in local currency in each location.
For the graph?
For your economic analysis of your marginal returns there. But are those all local currency values for fertilizer and local currency values for the crop?
Oh, okay. So for this to draw the response function, we like I was telling, we try to use the past field research and also recent field research, and we are trying to use like increasing level of nutrient. And we also apply like blanket nutrient like K and P.
Let me try to clarify that. In your CFA zone, are you using CFA values for fertilizer and CFA values for the crop?
CFA.
And
the money of
he's asking what money were you using? CFR?
Yes, it depends. We are working on different countries. Like in West Africa, we are using CFR, and in Ghana, we have CD. They have a lot of currency, and in East Africa, it's different also. So that's why the economical optimum rate is different between the agroecological zone. And also, the grain value differ from each agroecological zone also.
Yeah.
First, a very nice talk.
Thank you.
The overall, it seems to be phosphorus is your most reliable bet, right?
Yeah.
What about thinking about putting phosphorus on cereal versus legume? Because I've often thought it's a three-way. It's the price of the cereal, price of the legume, and the price of the fertilizer. Is it possible with the decision tool to think about, should I put, because it may be, okay, I buy a fertilizer, should I put it on my sorghum or should I put it on my cowpea, rather than what's the optimum rate for cowpea? You see, it's a different question. I'm wondering if you've thought about that way.
Okay, I don't know if I understand. You are asking if it is, like if you want to use like P phosphorus for a crop, two crop like beans or coffee, which one can we use? We did a lot of research in different crop and in different also nutrient. Like if we one of my colleagues already showed the model in solver, we have a lot of crop and a lot of fertilizer. Like if you want to grow maize and you have a capital, a certain amount of money, you can just put the amount of the money in the model and it will run and now give you and you can even put, I want to grow maize, I want to grow a cowpea, I want to grow bean, and put your investment. Now the model will run. It run, it will tell you which one can you pick. What crop can we can you pick? Like it can tell you like go for maize, and apply 30 gram of P, apply 10 gram of nitrogen. Don't go for cowpea. It will not increase your net return. So this is a tool to help farmer in the choice of the crop and the choice also of the fertilizer. Yes, depending of the money that they have. Yeah.
So we are somewhere where we try to use less fertilizer into the soil to avoid to have an environmental impact.
Yeah.
And we say that, for example, for the phosphorus, the fertilizer would become more expensive and more limited to create in certain types. What would be your advice to the farmers in the case where they cannot reach and use more fertilizer to increase their yield, but they will have to use to do something else. What would be your advice?
Yes, my advice, I would tell them to go for intercropping, using a cover crop to reduce the amount of fertilizer. If they go for cover crop, they will have a lot of organic matter, and then they will increase their soil quality. So they don't need to apply again a lot of fertilizer. So I think, and also go for organic, even not it is not a cover crop, we can go for organic matter application like compost and those kind of things.
Time to move on to the next speaker. Thank you.
Thank you.